Now, tonight is a family Shabbat, and so in place of a full sermon, I thought I'd tell a story. Now, the Torah portion this week, Parshat Pinchas, actually has a pretty good story in it from the book of Numbers, the stories of the daughters of Tzelophehad. Anybody ever hear the daughters of Tzelophehad? A couple of them. Tammy, is that what we're studying tomorrow morning for Women's Torah Study? Fantastic. That's great. So come tomorrow morning. You'll learn all about them. They are five Israelite women who stand up for what they believe in and show their wisdom to the whole community. I won't spoiler any more than that, just a little bit of a teaser. But in honor of them, I thought the story tonight would be about wisdom from the wisest woman in the world. This is a story called The Spoonful of Oil. I heard and adapted it from Rabbi Phyllis Sommer, possibly based on a story by the author Paulo Coelho. Here's the story. Once upon a time, as all stories begin, there was a young girl who wanted to learn the secret of happiness. She heard that there was a wise woman several days' journey away, and so she traveled there. When she arrived at the wise woman's home, she found it was big and beautiful and very full of activity. There were artisans and intellectuals, musicians and politicians, common folk and nobility, all roaming around this house so large and so beautifully decorated and impeccably furnished. People were everywhere in the home, but most were gathered in the large reception hall, which was filled with food, and which was where the wise woman was talking with people one by one, each in their turn. So the young girl came into the house and found the reception hall, and then she waited her turn to talk to this sage. At last, when her time for her audience came, she spoke to the wise woman and said, "I am here because I want to learn the secret of happiness." The wise woman looked for a moment and said, "Actually, I'm a little busy at the moment. I don't have time right now to explain to you that secret, but I will have time for you in about 2 hours. In the meanwhile, I invite you, stroll around my house, take a look around. There are so many beautiful things to see here. But while you're doing it, will you do me a favor? I want to give you something to do." She handed the young girl a spoon. And into the spoon, she placed 2 drops of oil. She said, "While you're walking around my house, carry this spoon, and please make sure that the oil doesn't spill." So the young girl did what she was told. She walked up and down staircases, in and out of rooms, through gardens, past beautiful tapestries and exquisite sculptures, all the while keeping her eyes fixed only on the drops of oil on the spoon to make sure that she didn't spill. 2 hours passed, and she came back to the main reception room and came to the wise woman, greeted her and said, "Wasn't my house wonderful? Did you see so many great things? Did you see the tapestries and the great halls and my beautiful gardens? Did you see the books in my library, the ancient manuscripts? What was your favorite thing that you saw?" Well, the little girl was a little embarrassed. She had to admit she had walked all around, but she had only been looking at the oil on the spoon. The wise woman said, No, this can't be. You must see the marvels of my house." She handed the little girl back the spoon with the 2 drops of oil and said, "Come back again in 2 hours. Make sure you look at all of the wonderful things my house has to offer." So again, the girl walked all around the house, upstairs and downstairs, looking and marveling at the beautiful tapestries and the gardens and the sculptures and the books, and seeing, this time, all that there was to see. And 2 hours later, she came back to the room of the wise woman and told her all of the wonders that she had seen. "But," said the wise woman, "where are the 2 drops of oil?" The young girl looked down at the spoon and saw that the oil was gone. It had fallen off somewhere amongst her journeys. She was again embarrassed, but the wise woman looked at her and said, "Well, that is actually the advice that I have to give to you. I have just taught you the secret of happiness. It is to never forget about keeping 2 drops of oil on the spoon and to see and experience all that there is in the beauty of the world." And the young girl returned home, mindful of the immediate importance of some tasks and the need to see beyond them, and she was determined to pay attention to them both. And that is the secret of happiness. Shabbat Shalom. Amen.